Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 8:37. Total Information AM continues. I'm Debbie Monterey, along with Tom Ackerman. And joining us is our KMOX legal analyst, Brad Young, partner at Harris, Dowell, Fisher & Young. And Brad, an interesting ruling from Louisiana. They had decided in Louisiana that classrooms had to put the Ten Commandments in each class. And a judge says no. What's your take?
Good morning, Debbie. The judge issued an order just yesterday granting the plaintiff's request for a preliminary injunction, which would prohibit Louisiana from posting the Ten Commandments in the classrooms throughout the state. Now, the state had argued that this was constitutional because the copies of the Ten Commandments were being paid for by a private company. And certainly we know that schools can study the Bible along with other religious texts in the context of historical education, such as the founding of our country. But what the judge issued a ruling here is really just basically conforming with the fact that the Supreme Court addressed this issue back in 1980. Exact same fact pattern in Kentucky, where the Ten Commandments were legislated to be posted. And the Supreme Court ruled that that is unconstitutional because the requirement of posting them on the wall creates the idea that it is an endorsement by the state. And back in 1980, the Supreme Court ruled, as the judge did this week, that the Bible can be studied in school, but by placing it in that position of prominence, it becomes an establishment of a religion. So undoubtedly, this will be appealed. And even though the Supreme Court has already ruled on this issue, Debbie, back in 1980, I think the idea is that perhaps with a different makeup of the court, there might be a different outcome this time around.
Brad, a federal judge struck down an Illinois law banning many semi-automatic firearms. What did the judge say, and why is this off? And my other question is, was it ever enforced? I know we had a lot of questions about that.
To the best of my knowledge, Tom, this was never enforced because of all of the litigation that rose up around what was called the Protect Illinois Communities Act, PICA. This law was passed after a mass shooting in the Chicago area back in, I believe it was in 2023. But in this instance, a federal judge issued an order striking down and imposing an injunction on this because it violated the Second Amendment. And the judge pointed out that even though these are rifles in this situation, whereas previous Supreme Court cases dealt with handguns, the judge pointed out that they're still being used for the same purpose, which is self-defense and or hunting. And so the judge struck that down. Now, I promise you, this will be immediately appealed to the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals. Now, the Seventh Circuit's already dealt with this issue in another case, and then upheld Protect Illinois Communities Act. So this is another case that's destined to go up to the Supreme Court to see if it comports with what the Supreme Court held back in 2008 in the Heller case, which stated that the Americans have a right to keep weapons for self-defense and hunting, and that laws cannot prohibit the possession of those weapons.
Finally, this is a very interesting story that we're going to close with. But for those who are fans of McDonald's and their ice cream, you may already know that when you roll up, their ice cream machine may be broken. Seems to happen a lot. And we're combining this now, Brad, with the Digital Millennium Copyright Act and Right to Repair, which is a movement that we've talked about on this show before. So how does this all come together now?
Well, it is funny. There's even an online tracker called McBroken that tracks broken McFlurry machines across the country. And this has been a problem. And the reason it's been a problem, I don't think most people know this, is because the company that creates the McFlurry machines has a copyright interest in the software that runs the machines. So therefore, a local McDonald's couldn't get it fixed. They had to wait for the manufacturer to send somebody out to fix them, which was, of course, always problematic, especially with McFlurry at 11 p.m. So the Copyright Office issued an amended rule last week stating that companies have the right to repair. I love this. The language was something along the lines of, if you operate a frozen treat machine, it was very, very specific. You have the right to repair that machine. And in doing so, it does not violate the Digital Millennium Copyright Act. So this should be great news for McFlurry lovers everywhere.
Wow. Well, I'm glad we tackle the important things here on this very segment, as always. Brad Young, you always deliver. You are the Campbell X legal analyst, partner at Harris Dowell Fisher & Young. Have a great rest of your Wednesday.
Thanks, Tom.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.